President George W. Bush returns to Washington over the weekend. He has been vacationing over the holidays at Camp David and his ranch in Crawford, Texas. On the ranch, aside from his presidential responsibilities, Mr. Bush has spent a lot of his time clearing brush. And according to his spokesperson, clearing brush and clearing more brush. We turn to Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black at his spread in Benson, Arizona, to tell us just what that entails.
What it basically is the age-old battle of man attempting to domesticate the earth. And the earth is constantly trying to take it back. And when you have pasture, brush, which can be anything from mesquite or cedar, probably like what he's dealing with down there, or leafy spurge when you're up in the Dakotas, or prickly pear when you're down in Texas, it's anything you don't want there that is diminishing the value of your grass.
And then there appears to be a fair amount of chopping that gets involved from, also we know from these press briefings when the president is at the ranch.
He's probably out there on a brush hog. You know what they are, a tractor?
A brush hog? No, actually, Baxter, that you just stumped me on that one, a brush hog.
Yes, this is an animal, not unlike a javelina that you have trained that go out and gnaw at the roots. No, that's not true. It's like a giant lawnmower, except it has big, hard blades underneath it, and you pull it with a tractor. The other way is to do it the hard way, and that's with a pick and a shovel or an axe. If he's cutting cedar, Oklahoma and Texas, where he lives, is just covered with that cedar. And when the people went into that country to grow anything, they had to get rid of that.
Well, now, the president seems to have been clearing brush for pretty much his entire holiday. Wouldn't he finish the task at some point, or at least get to an end point?
No. The task is eternal, and that's also part of the good thing of it, because you always have something to do.
You've convinced me I may have been wrong on a thought that I'd had, and that was that possibly clearing brush on a ranch was something like gardening, the way I do it in my backyard, which is a sort of a way to clear your mind.
Well, no, you're right. I like the aspect of having something mental and physical. It's like gardening is the same. You got to kind of know what you're doing. And I think the physical aspects of going out and simply wielding an axe makes you feel a little better. That's what he's doing out there. He's clearing that cedar so the grass will grow. And maybe giving his mind a little break, too.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Baxter Black is a cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet, speaking from his place in Benson, Arizona, where he has a few cows and lots of brush. I understand you have something to read for us. Is it a poem?
Well, it's a little poem that was written probably in the 40s by Carlos Ashley from right down there where President Bush is, called The Cedar Whack. The north wind howls like a timber wolf as it snaps at the flapping door on the duck and shack of the cedar whack and his kids on the damp dirt floor. A hardy man is the cedar whack, no part of the artful faker. He clears the land with his leather hands for 60 cents an acre. The rain and snow and the blazing sun all lash at his hungry frame as he whacks away at the brush all day, in the winter and summer the same. He wields his axe with the skillful wrists of a sculptor carving wood. And now new grass frills on 1,000 hills where the cedar brake once stood.